Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thank you very much for being here. We are very happy that you are here. I'm welcome. It is my great pleasure to welcome you to our 34th Shareholders Annual General Meeting. Thank you very much, Rémi, for being here. The meeting will be held in French and English for those who may need it. Simultaneous interpretation is available in both languages, and you may ask your questions in the language of your choice.
And in English, translation is available in both languages. Please feel free to ask questions in the language of your choice.
To expedite matters, we asked a few shareholders of the corporation to move and second some motions. I would now like to introduce the people seated at my side. Mr. Nelson Gentiletti, Chief Financial and Development Officer. Mr. François Olivier, President and Chief Executive Officer. And last but not least, Ms. Christine Desaunay, Chief Legal Officer and Corporate Secretary. We will start with the formal part of the meeting, which will be followed by our annual address. I would invite you to hold your questions, if you have any, and or comments to the end of the meeting. I will act as chair of the meeting, and Ms. Christine Desaunay will act as secretary. I request that the representatives of the AST Trust Company Canada to act as scrutineers at this meeting. Ms. Francine Beauséjour and Mr. Bertrand Gilly, good afternoon, have submitted their report indicating that we have quorum. I therefore declare this meeting duly convened and constituted. The scrutineer's report and other relevant documents pertaining to this meeting will be filed with the records of the meeting. The agenda indicates that we will be receiving the consolidated financial statements of the corporation for the fiscal year ended October 29, 2017, together with the auditor's report thereon. A copy of these documents included in the 2017 annual report will also be filed with the records of the meeting. We will now proceed with the election of directors of the corporation. Now, allow me to point out that all of the nominees as directors for the Transcontinental are currently directors. During the year, we appointed to the board Mr. Yves Leduc following the departure of Mr. André Tremblay last September. Mr. Yves Leduc is president and CEO of Velan Incorporated, a manufacturer of industrial values. Before joining Velan, Mr. Leduc had worked for 16 years at BRP as VP and General Manager of North America activities. Previously, he was a management consultant at McKinsey Company and a lawyer at Stikeman Elliott. He is also sits on boards such as Orphan Music, the accelerator of the creation of technical businesses at the Université de Sherbrooke, and the Corporation of Studies and Sports at l'Université de Sherbrooke. Without any doubt, his experience in Canada and at the international level in terms of sales, product development, marketing, and manufacturing sector will be beneficial to us, especially within the framework of our transformation to packaging. Welcome, Yves. As for Mr. Tremblay, he was a director of Transcontinental for the past 10 years. He played a premier role, especially as chair of the corporation's HR compensation committee. We benefited throughout those years of his wide experience, his creative spirit, and his good common sense. I'd like to thank him warmly for his wise counsel. As you were able to appreciate, the number of proposed director nominees is 13, of which 8 are independent. I would now ask Mr. Jean Deneau to move a resolution for the election of the administrators. Madam Chair, my name is Jean Deneau, and I propose that the following nominees be elected directors of Transcontinental and remain in office until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until the election of appointment of his or her successor. Jacinthe Côté, Richard Fortin, Yves Leduc, Isabelle Marcoux, Nathalie Marcoux, Pierre Marcoux, Anna Martini, François Olivier, Mario Plourde, Jean Raymond, François Roy, and Annie Tabet. Thank you, Jean. I will now ask Mr. Jean-Ford Gagné to second the motion. Madam Chair, I so move. I second the motion. Thank you, Jean-Paul. Are there any questions concerning this motion? The motion is duly made and seconded. For the election of nominees as directors, we have received shareholders' proxies expressed on an individual basis. Unless there are other nominations for directors, I would now move to the vote by a show of hands. Those in favor? Opposed? I hereby declare the motion carried and the nominees elected as directors of the corporation. Let me introduce them at this time. I would ask each director to stand when I read out their names. Ms. Jacinthe Côté, Corporate Director. Mr. Richard Fortin, Corporate Director. Mr. Yves Leduc, President and Chief Executive Officer of Velan Inc. Ms. Nathalie Marcoux, Vice President Finance of Capinabel Inc. Mr. Pierre Marcoux, President of TC Media. Mr. Rémi Marcoux, Founder and Director at Transcontinental. Ms. Anna Martini, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of Club du Hockey du Canadien, Bell Centre and Evenco. Mr. François Olivier, President and CEO of the Corporation. Mr. Mario Plourde, President and CEO of Cascade Inc. Mr. Jean Raymond, Vice Chairman, Managing Director and Head of Capital Markets Quebec, CIBC World Markets Inc. Well, you must have a very large business card. Mr. François Roy, Corporate Director. Ms. Annie Tabet, Partner at Celtis Capital Inc. and myself. Congratulations to all our directors. Make up almost 38% of our board of directors, and we're very proud of this. And we believe that the gender diversity is a vital to any workplace, and a gender diverse and inclusive organization creates value for all its stakeholders. The next item of business on the is the appointment of auditors for the current fiscal year. The Board of Directors recommends the appointment of KPMG LLP as auditors of the corporation for fiscal year ended October 2018. Mr. Richard Fortin, could you move the proposed resolution? Madam Chair, I move that KPMG LLP be appointed as auditors of the corporation for the current fiscal year and that the Board of Directors be authorized to fix their remuneration. Mr. Martin Hébert, to second the motion now. Madam Chair, I second the motion. Thank you, Mathieu. Any questions with regards to this motion? So a motion was duly moved and seconded. Let's now vote by a show of hands. Those in favor, those opposed. This motion is now carried, and KPMG is appointed as auditors of the corporation for the current fiscal year. Furthermore, the Board of Directors is duly authorized to fix their remuneration. So that's good, Yvonne. So at this point, I would like to deliver my annual message. Mr. Olivier and Mr. Gentiletti will follow me. I would like to remind you that our presentations may contain forward-looking statements. And I therefore invite you to read the caution notice on the screen.
Dear guests, 2017 just ended, and I can tell you that it was a fruitful year for Transcontinental. Guided by our board of directors and driven by the leadership of our executive management committee, we have made sound business decisions. We solidly orchestrated our transformation, and our rigor kept us focused on our objective of generating profitable growth. Our strategic shift thus sustained a steady pace in 2017. Our vision is clear and promising: to secure our position as Canada's largest printer and as a leader in our specialty media segments, while evolving the organization to be a North American leader in flexible packaging. Today, I can say that we have the initiatives in place to realize this vision. We ended the year with solid financial performance and a healthy balance sheet. As such, we are better positioned than ever to accelerate our transformation and create long-term value for all our stakeholders. I'm particularly proud of that, given that certain decisions will mark a turning point in our history. As you know, Transcontinental has always been managed with a view to continuity. Consequently, all major decisions are taken according to this long-term approach. In addition, we have the desire to leave the legacy of a solid company that will be known as a responsible citizen. Naturally, we are seeking growth, but it will be a lasting growth. To this end, we know that we must operate responsibly not only today, but also tomorrow and for future generations. This social conscience that we acquired over the years is one of Transcontinental's key distinctive traits. We have always acted and will continue to act in accordance with our core values. You can count on us to demonstrate proven leadership in conducting our business in a responsible manner. And so today, I would like to share with you three key elements of our approach to corporate social responsibility. First, our path and our commitment. 25 years ago, in 1993, we adopted our first environmental policy. That decision had confirmed our commitment to developing our company more responsibly. Since then, we've been continually adjusting our processes, modifying our ways of doing things, and operating more responsibly while safeguarding Transcontinental's objective of continuity. I'm proud of our numerous achievements in this front. We can notably point to the implementation of our paper purchasing policy in 2007, broadened in 2012, which made Transcontinental an industry leader in sustainable paper procurement. Furthermore, we're in the midst of integrating our packaging activities into this responsible strategy. We've already identified the major aspects of our action areas and will be in a position to communicate their scope over the coming months. The second element of our approach to social responsibility, framework and accountability. At Transcontinental, corporate social responsibility is framed within a well-defined governance structure. Firstly, our priorities are defined by a steering committee. Its members, representing all of our business verticals, ensure that we achieve our objectives and measure our performance. This framework allows our executives to be closer to our business sectors in order to make better decisions. Secondly, the Executive Management Committee approves all plans and ensures that structures are in place to deliver on these plans. In addition, the contribution of the Board of Directors is significant since in 2017 we integrated implementation oversight of Transcontinental's social responsibility plan into the mandate of the Corporate Governance Committee chaired by Mario Plourde. This new governance marks yet another step in confirming our commitment to pursuing our activities in a responsible manner. The third element of our approach, clear objectives and three